is Nicole and Ella with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland is getting into the April Fool's spirit as council members and sports organisations get in on the fun. Councillor Ryan Murphy announced via Instagram that the council would be installing Itty Bitty Cat jet ski terminals along the river, as well as blue top vape bins. The Queensland Ambulance Service said they've trained magpies as their new sirens. Bicycle Queensland claims to be rebranding to Tricycle Queensland because three is better than two, as well as the Brisbane Council promising transparent red bins.
In national news, First Nations human rights experts have lodged a complaint that urges the United Nations to address Australia's youth justice laws. The complaint argues that the government's tough-on-crime policies have led to escalating racial discrimination and human rights violations against First Nations children. It also criticises the failure to fully implement the recommendations from the 1991 Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. A spokesperson for Queensland Youth Minister Justice, Laura Gerber, told the ABC that the Crisafulli government is delivering exactly what Queensland voted for in regards to youth crime laws.
A poll on ABC program Q&A has found that only 12% of responders felt as if they were better off this year than last. Just days into the federal election campaign, Industry Minister Ed Husic and Shadow Energy Minister Ted O'Brien faced a studio full of people that proved that this election will be decided on the cost of living and economic disadvantage. The poll ran for 1 week and found that while 12% feel better off than a year ago, 42% feel worse off and 46% feel about the same.
In international news, a sanitation strike has left the city of Birmingham, England, with 17,000 tonnes of uncollected garbage on the streets and has now been declared a major incident. There's been conflict between the city and its sanitation workers since December 2024, when the trade group Unite the Union announced plans for a 2025 strike. The workers would be striking against pay cuts, an overtime ban, and the council's decision to eliminate a waste collection role. City Council stated all workers have been offered alternative employment at the same pay, driver training, or voluntary redundancy.
Good on them.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is clear and warm. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9.3, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Another great day of reporting. I haven't looked into it yet, but I do suspect that the mine that shut down earlier this morning, that's a CFMEU site.
Yeah, that's why,
you know, like the workers are being well looked after, you know, because it's a union site. But thank you for those some great stories. But it's really important. That was nearly a community service announcement about the April Fool's jokes. Got to remind everyone, because you might not have, you were busy writing it, you might not have heard something. There was a major announcement on Workers Power. Gina Reinhart gave us some positive feedback. But look, I have to tell everyone, like, you know, Gina Reinhart's not going to. Yeah, it was a joke. So I like how that you were reporting be aware that there's April Fool's jokes being around. So thank you for reporting that. We shall see you next Tuesday.
See you guys next Tuesday.
And we'll go to some music and be back with more Workers Power here on 4ZZZ.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4ZZZ is about to play some naughty words.